You've always had what it takes to make it happen, and we know the right tools can make it easier. At Strayer University, we're always thinking about new ways to set you up for success. That's why we give you a brand new laptop when you enroll in a bachelor's program, so you can start off on the right foot and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Eligibility rules, restrictions, and exclusions apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
You are making the world a better place by listening to the Joy of Living podcast. This is your guide to achieving a more purposeful, powerful, and positive life. Join Barry Shore in unlocking the best version of you and becoming happier, healthier, and wealthier. And now, here's your ambassador of joy, Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. Now, how can I make the categorical statement that all the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people around the world, or all you, are good-looking? Because by definition, if you tuned in consciously and conscientiously to the Joy of Living podcast, it means that you're always looking for and finding the good in life. That's the definition of a good-looking person, looking for and finding the good in life. And you know that you've tuned into the Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, for one reason and one reason only. The best reason in the whole world, because you care the most, the entire world, about you. Y-O-U. The you becoming the best you, that's your motivation. And it's a great motivation, because when you're the best you, you know what happens? You make the world a better place. You build more bridges of harmony. You create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. And you know, on this show, and thank you to the 350 plus thousand people who tune in every week. And thank you for sending your family and friends. So by the time we bring on our amazing guest, Elaine, you will be having over 375,000 people tuning in, and we want to increase the audience. So we urge you to share this podcast with five people. That's it, just five people, and encourage them to come and listen every week, because by doing so, we will be touching over 1.5 million people. And we want to expand that audience, because we really want to touch all the people who want to be the best themselves. And that's 2% of the world's population. That's 160 million people. Wow, we got a job to do. So you know, in this show, we work with the three fundamentals of life. And when you use these three fundamentals, the result is you will be happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? So the three fundamentals, of course, are number one, life. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, number two happens. In this case, a good number two. You go MAD. Now, MAD is a wonderful acronym. It stands for Make a Difference. And the third fundamental is to unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. That's right. Everyday words, like right now, this wonderful podcast is touching people around the world. How do you do that? We do it by the internet. You ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, they'll tell you it has to do with the internet. Factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And what a is a word, right? W-H-A-T-A. Now, of course, we tip our hats and say a hearty thank you to Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling the song What a Wonderful World to go viral and touch not just tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. And whenever you hear the opening bars of What a Wonderful World, what do? You can't help but right away, you smile. Now, smile is one of the most important words you could have internalized, utilized, and leverage in your life, because smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. That's it. Seeing miracles in every light in life every day. Let me tell you a quick story. Sorry about me. Imagine standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leave tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening being in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed from the neck down. It's called a quadriplegic. That was me. And it was not from an automobile accident, not a spinal injury. It was a rare disease, which I never heard of the day before. It took over my body and rendered me a quadriplegic. I could only communicate by blinking my eyes. 144 days in the hospital. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. I had braces on both my legs, my hips, to my ankles, and that was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. So I'm a triped, not a biped. I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself, and I'm helped 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice. Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, all because of this one word. Smile. Now, I got to tell you a quick story, though. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago and says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile? S-M-I-E-L. I thought about it. Smile sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life out of the mouth of an 8-year-old. But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world that she wants to live in. Now, CREATE is a fabulous acronym that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Yes, it's that shift in perspective that makes all the difference. Again, small shift in perspective. Now, I've been working with people for more than 42 years. And I can tell you, 97.2% of all the people I work with, in the beginning, they drop the F in shift. And the other stuff happens. So you got to be effing careful with your F's. You want to shift your perspective. When you do that, then you can hear the following, because these 6 words will enable you to upgrade your life. And these 6 words are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. How you choose to respond in any given situation will not only shift your pathway, but your trajectory, and then you become the best you possible. So before we bring on our amazing guest, Elaine Horowitz, who's going to talk to us about something that's going to rock your world, going to help shift your perspective. I just want to warn everybody in advance, especially the new people, and Elaine, that I do use a lot of 4-letter words. Now, of course, I even use the 4-letter F-U word. I do it because of the shock value and the fun of doing it. But of course, the 4-letter words that I use, because we live in the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, are free, gift, love, life, hope, play, pray, swim. And the 4-letter F-U word is fun. Fun, yes. F-U, capital N, capital N. Now, right away, some people raise their hand and say, hey, Barry Shore. Fun's only spelled with 3 letters. Not in our world. The world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, you see your family and friends. What I'd like you to do is have a twinkle in your eye, a smile on your face. Remember what that stands for. Point your finger, says F you, everybody. But remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. Say, where'd you get that? He said, I listen to Barry Shore on the Joy of Living podcast, and he wants to teach the world to F you, capital N, capital N. So now, just before we bring on Elaine, I'm going to urge everybody, from this day forward, the rest of your life, what I'd like you to do consciously and conscientiously is to use the 2 most powerful words in the English language. And they are, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thanks stands for to harmonize and nurture kindness. Imagine you go into your coffee shop, you order a fancy latte, you sit down, somebody brings it to you, you say, thank you. You go to the coffee shop, order your fancy latte, sit down a few minutes ago, I know who brings it. You go to the counter, they say, I'm sorry, we forgot, we're busy. Bring it to you, sit down, a couple of minutes ago, somebody brings it, you still say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. Say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop. It's raining. Somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're in traffic. You're late for an appointment. Somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. Get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and nurture kindness. Kind is a fabulous acronym that stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. I can't think of anybody that inspires noble deeds that I want to share with you more than Elaine Horowitz. Elaine, we say hello to 357,820 people around the world.
Hello, never give up us around the world. I'm Elaine. Hello.
Now, do you hear his accent? That's not put on. That is a French accent. Actually, it's a lower lowland accent. The Benelux, we'll call it the Benelux French accent. That's fair to say, right?
Absolutely.
Brussels and Antwerp. But Elaine has a remarkable purpose, a fabulous story. And I'm just going to ask him to jump right in and let's just talk about it, because Elaine did something that is geared to shifting. He's into shift. He keeps the F in place. Shifting perspective in the world. Elaine, tell us what it's called and why you're doing it. What is this day called that you started?
Well, as many people experience some defining moments in their lives, a time where they had to take control of their lives and never give up. I had my share of those times. And those were times that I chose to never give up. And that's why I created Never Give Up Day on August 18. So it's an annual celebration that is held every year on August 18. And it started I created it in 2019.
So I want to unpack three things. Number one, I love you. Number two,
thank you.
I love Never Give Up Day. And number three, it is my beloved first sister's birthday. Her name is Lorraine, rhymes with Elaine. And August 18th has always been a fabulous, upbeat, wonderful day for me. So that why did you choose, because it wasn't random, or maybe you did throw darts at a calendar, I don't know, but why did you choose the 18th of August?
Well, it had to happen in the summer. I didn't want anything to happen in the cold winter. So the first day that we could celebrate it in a small gathering here, was August 18. So the thing is, then I made some research and I saw that on August 18, the French swimmer, Philippe Croissant, he made a fantastic achievement. It's a French swimmer that lost all his limbs during an accident, and he decided to swim all the five continents. He wanted to connect all the five continents by swimming the strait that connected the continents, like the Red Sea, the swimming the Red Sea between to connect Asia and Africa, swimming the Bering Strait to connect America and Asia, and so on. And he finished his achievement on August the 18th. So for me, it was already a date with a story. And I said, okay, I can live with that. But then what happened then gave me really goosebumps, because then I was checking where could I find the first time that someone ever spoke about never give up, like a quote. I looked in the I was looking first in the Bible, but no mentioning about never give up in the Bible. So I came up, I found a newspaper in an article in a newspaper that was published in Ann Arbor in Michigan. And it was a poem of Never Give Up. That was the earliest poem that I could find about Never Give Up. And it was published in 1845. And when I scrolled down, when I read the poem and I scrolled down to see the date of publishing.
Wait a minute. Before you say the date, let's all take a little breath, breathe in, let it out, and smile along with Elaine. And we can all think, oh my gosh, what is the date, Elaine?
I was amazed when I saw the date, 1845, August the 18th. So for me, it was no more coincidence. It was no more coincidence. It had to be August the 18th.
Okay, let's unpack a few things here, because everybody that's been with us on the podcast for at least 1 or 2 weeks knows Barry Shore's story. And I told you all how I became paralyzed overnight, the age of 55. And you may have seen the introduction. You may see me swimming. So one of the interesting things about me, Barry Shore, paralyzed is that I learned how to swim. I can barely walk, but when I get in the water and I have assistive devices on my legs so they don't sink, and I wear paddles because my hands don't close, and I use a snorkel, I can swim. And I now swim. I've been swimming, thank God, for 17 plus years. First time was only half a mile, then a mile, then 2 miles. I swim now 2 miles a day, 6 days a week. And I've been doing that for 17 years, and I've accumulated over 9,247 miles as of today. So when you talk about a swimmer, I get goosebumps. Now, tell me about the swimmer. Did he not have any arms and not legs, or he had some limb on his arm and some limb on his below his knee?
No, it was a swimmer. He had an electrocution that he lost all his limbs, arms and legs. So he used some prosthetics and fins that were made for him. And that's the way he swam the five continents. He first started with swimming the channel between England and France. And then he decided to make an even bigger challenge, a world challenge, and swimming all the five continents. And
what years were these swims?
It happened in 2012. So
this is new. He's still alive today.
He's still alive. Yeah, he's still alive.
And you will be able to put me in touch with him. You'll send me his information, right?
I will send you everything you need.
Now, does he know that he's one of the inspirations for Never Give Up Day? And is he part of the celebratory worldwide phenomenon?
I think so, because I saw that he was a lecturer in France, also on a show that is called The Never Give Up on Tour. So I'm sure that he heard about Never Give Up Day, because Never Give Up Day has become a global celebration. It has a global impact. So I'm sure he heard about it, but he didn't contact me yet.
Well, we're going to reach out to him, aren't we, Elaine? I certainly will. So he does something called the Never Give Up Tour?
Yes, he's a lecturer. He gives some lectures as someone that makes such an achievement. He's giving some lectures on a show that is called Never Give Up Tour.
And do you know if he speaks in French only or he speaks in English as well?
I don't have any knowledge about that.
Well, you haven't seen that he doesn't have any recording on YouTube?
I didn't see his lectures. No, I didn't listen to his lectures.
Okay, but you will endeavor to send me his name so we can contact him, correct?
I will send you everything you need, and probably I will contact him as well.
This is so wonderful, because swimming is what makes me alive. I mean, the fact that I swim 2 miles a day, 6 days a week. Yeah. My goal is to swim around the world. Now, we'll see how long I live to be able to do that. As I said, I'm more than one third of the way around the world at the moment. So we will continue. So now we know the backstory to Never Give Up Day. Let's move forward a little bit. Is there anything in your life, Elaine Horowitz, is there anything in your life that speaks to you about Never Give Up? Is there any kind of anecdote that you can share about you and Never Give Up?
Like I said, I take Never Give Up Day in a personal way, because I lost everything I worked for in 20 years, and Never Give Up spoke to me enormously. So I'm sure if it helped me, it will help other people too. And I created Never Give Up Day because I felt that such a day was missing, because, you know, winning and losing are all moments in time. Temporarily moments in time, and all we do in between is that we are never giving up, because winning would suggest that once that you win, the fight is over. But the fight is never over. You know, when it's like the quote is saying, when you win the fight to become great, then the fight to maintain that greatness only begins. So life is a continuous series of challenge, and all you do in between, you never give up. So that's why I felt like this celebration day was missing for all those people who just never give up, who gives them the space to feel like they can never give up on anything they truly believe they can achieve, and it will reinforce their resolve, and also it will also help him to fight against all those people that make them believe they cannot achieve it. It's a day that they feel like they truly can achieve anything they want.
So we have a minute before we go to a short break, and I want to probe you. May I probe you?
I don't know exactly what it means.
Probe means to push a little bit more. So you said you lost everything of 20 years. Can you describe what it is that you lost? You lost a business, you lost a family.
In all aspects, I lost everything. So business, relation. It was quite, you know, I didn't lose one thing. It's my eventually the most important thing. I didn't lose my ambition. I didn't lose my confidence. Those were the things I didn't lose. So how could I motivate myself amid a huge anxiety for the future? Why I didn't lose my ambition? This is why I created the Never Give Up Day.
This is so wonderful. And what a way to do a segue. We have sponsors that love the show, and we urge you to use these services and products, because we would not be having them on the show unless we believed in them. So I'm going to go to a brief break. We'll be right back with Elaine and more of Never Give Up Day. Be right back after this brief message. Good day, everybody. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp. Now, everybody knows, as watches this show, that I've been through a lot of stuff. Paralyzed, years in therapy. And when I talk about therapy, I'm talking about physical and mental therapy. So I am a big believer in the benefits of therapy. And I'd like to urge everybody to consider using therapy in your life. It will make a positive, purposeful, powerful, beneficial difference for you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, I would urge you to give BetterHelp a try. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It is really, I believe, a great opportunity if you're considering using therapy. And I urge people, use therapy. So let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com, BetterHelp.com/joyofliving. Do it today and you'll get 10% off your first month. Visit betterhelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com/joyofliving. You'll thank me. And I know you like thanking me. Go to betterhelp.com/joyofliving. Do it now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good looking. Remember, you're good looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Our cup runneth over with good. And it's in a person named Elaine Horowitz, who was born in Brussels, if I'm not mistaken, raised in Antwerpen, and he has offices in the United States as well, because he is bringing to the world something that needs to be done. He concretized an idea. The idea, as everybody knows, is never give up. Or as Winston Churchill said in one of his most famous addresses, never give in. Either way, never give in, never give up. And I'd like to talk about the Winston Churchill address in a little bit later in the show, if we could. But Elaine has brought to the world the Never Give Up Day, August 18th. And I urge you, if you missed the first part, listen why. The backstory is fabulous. but it applies to every single human being, certainly to people listening. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of you are listening right now. And again, I urge you all, just share this with five people. That's it. That's all I'm asking. Five. You want to go 20, 30, 50, 100? It's up to you. I'm asking for five. Everything you want to know, by the way, about Never Give Up Day, about Alain Horowitz, is going to be at our website. Just go to barryshore.com. B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. barryshore.com. All the information will be there so you can utilize it, share it with your friends around the world. Alain, let's talk about two things here. Like you said, you lost everything except for the things that matter, which is the ability to have ambition and to persevere. I'm using those two words, ambition and perseverance. So let's talk about what it means to have mental strength. And by the way, I'm going to interject in here. This, the name of our podcast, of course, is The Joy of Living. It's not the joy of living. It's the joy of living, because joy is a remarkable acronym that stands for Journey of You. That's what joy is. Journey of You. So what is it about mental strength that enabled you not to just get through a situation, but to use it as a springboard to be able to serve all of humanity?
I didn't get that question right.
Okay. What is it about mental strength, recognizing and celebrating this never give up modality in the human? What is it? What gave you the strength, the mental strength, to use it as a springboard, like a diving board, where you push down, you're going down, things are happening. Now you push up even higher. What gave you the mental strength to do this?
My self-belief, my belief in my capacities to move forward, to continue, because that Never Give Up Day also it's a chance. It allows people to feel like they've done something significant, regardless of their current achievement. But just because they never give up, it creates values in the eyes of the people. Because when you are losing everything, you feel that you have let everyone down. Also, some people are starting to tell you that you were not in the end the guy they thought you were, the guy that would succeed. So Never Give Up Day sends, by celebrating Never Give Up Day, you send a message to those you love. You send a message like, I'm not gonna give up. I'm still here. You can still count on me. Those that depend on me, they will not. Their belief will not be in vain. It also sends a message to my adversaries that the fight is not over yet. They don't have to rejoice too early. I'm still here. This is the way when you celebrate Never Give Up Day, you celebrate the moments that impacted your life and change it forever. This is why
Please give us some examples of what happens. In other words, is Alain on a webinar on Never Give Up Day, and he's running the webinar from, I'm just making up time now, from 8 in the morning New York time until 8 p.m. New York time. Is that what he's doing and he's having guests on? Or is it something that you celebrated each individual city and then people gather together in a park and they sing? What are some of the aspects of celebrating Never Give Up Day?
Well, Never Give Up Day creates a platform for everyone else to create events, to create workshops, to create sports events. So there are so many things to do on Never Give Up Day. Everybody can celebrate Never Give Up Day for their particular reasons. We are just creating a platform and allowing them to do whatever they need to do on Never Give Up Day. And it happened this year's last edition as well. I mean, 5 days ago. But this year, it was a record-breaking year in terms of proclamations, because we had about 120 cities, major cities, that proclaimed Never Give Up Day as official day on August. So we're talking about major cities like Houston, Virginia Beach, St. Petersburg, Florida, Bridgeport, San Jose, Palm Bay, Pittsburgh, Austin, Milwaukee, Baltimore. So many, 120 in total. So I'm happy that those cities are following up the project.
Right, because the energy the energy that is brought to bear on Never Give Up Day is never stopped. I want everybody to understand, as we've spoken about this on many of the podcasts, when you create an energy, we call it a cog, a channel of goodness, a child of God. When you create that energy, there is nothing that can stop it. Nothing. There's no hill. There's no mountain. There's no sea. There's no barrier. Energy goes on forever. And when you gather together, as you said, 120 cities around the globe, where people are focused on this idea and then concretizing it by speaking to others, doing sports, interaction, whatever it is, never give up. Elaine, I'm going to charge you with something. Charge means I'm going to urge you to do something. You ready?
I'm ready.
I need you to find some great musical artist or group of artists to create the Never Give Up song.
You have already some Never Give Up Day song, like not a Never Give Up Day song, but Never Give Up song. Like I found a fantastic video in New York, some kids singing Never Give Up in New York. And perhaps they were influenced by Never Give Up Day because that happened last year. I wanted to contact those kids, but it was already too late for this edition. But I will surely contact them.
Okay, again, everything you want to know about Elaine, about Never Give Up Day, about the song, about everything, just go to my website, barryshore.com, and it will all be there. So again, think of this as maybe becomes the anthem for Never Give Up Day, the kids from New York, whatever, but that has an international flavor. So I'm suggesting to you next year for Never Give Up Day is that you, Elaine, Elon is my nephew. You, Elaine, are running in America, we call it a telethon, where you have somebody who's there from a certain time, it's called 8 in the morning until 8 p.m. It can be shorter, but you're there all the time and you're bringing on people from around the world. In other words, you're connecting people in Tokyo, people in Shanghai, people in Paris, people in London, people in Buenos Aires, or just everywhere around for a minute or two or three or five. And just saying in their language with some music or dance or anything, Never Give Up Day. So it touches this international flavor. And you're the maestro. You're the master that's enabling the flow of energy. I'm offering that to you as an idea. The flow of energy, F-O-E, stands for the word foe. We want to beat the foe. And the way you do it is with a flow of energy. So let's go to another idea that I wanted to really ask you about and talk to you about this, not just concept, but the deep in the tummy about what it means when you tremble because you're even thinking about, I'm talking about you, Elaine. Then there may have been a low point in your period of growth of Never Give Up, where you were trembling and feeling and shaking, saying, this is too hard. I can't continue. And then you caught yourself and you were able to move past that. What did you have that low point?
Yes, absolutely. I think that I've hit rock bottom several times, but the understanding the concept of never giving up helped me to remain on course. Many people compare themselves with other people. They say like, I've tried everything, you know, they didn't believe in me. They didn't do that. And that's why they find an excuse, like they have an excuse to say, I'm quitting because other people didn't believe in me. And I say, even if other people don't believe in you, never compare yourself to others. Just believe in yourself. And the capacities do you have? Of course, there are two factors that you have to consider when never giving up. You must expect a positive outcome. So Never Give Up Day is not promoting irrelevant behaviors, of course. When things are not going the right way, we don't say that you have to continue. Sometimes you have to alter course. And any eventual benefits that you may have in never giving up, it must outweigh the time and the resources that you will lose in attaining it. So you should not be you should not have irrelevant behaviors or irrelevant thoughts when you never give up.
So it's so important, as you're saying here, the thought process is the beginning. The mind is where the pathway opens up, expecting positive results. That's what you said, correct?
You need a positive outcome. Yeah. You need to expect a positive outcome.
This is so absolutely fundamental. Expecting a positive outcome gives a shift to the physical being, because the mind is what controls. You want to have your thoughts, your words, and your deeds in alignment. When you're thinking in good and you're speaking words that are good and positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, and your deeds are good, even if it's as much as just thank you and recognizing goodness out there, when you align yourself, we call that becoming your own spiritual chiropractor. You go to the chiropractor because your body's sort of out, right? And they go and he puts you back in flow. Well, we do the same thing in the mind. We use our physical, mental, spiritual alignment. So it begins here, as you said, wonderful Elaine, with your thoughts, with your words, with your deeds. You become spiritually aligned, and now you become the channel of goodness. You become a never give up activist. Is that fair to say? You become a never give up activist by living your life with expecting a positive outcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But one important factor also, some people tend to picture never give up day like something that is celebrated by people who are going through challenges or people who are in troubles. You know, a few years ago, people that celebrated Never Give Up Day were stereotyped as people in trouble. But more and more people who have ascended the top of their game are celebrating Never Give Up Day because it marks their success. It marks their success through the up and downs and everything that evolved through the up and downs to where they are today. And they want to share their story. Because I think that one of the deepest principle in human nature is the achievements to be acknowledged, not for what they have achieved, but what they have been through to achieve it. That's why all those speakers that are making those commencement speeches in the graduation speeches, they always talk about failures, about up and downs, because they have the need to tell people about their achievements. Like I said, not for what they have achieved, but everything that they have been through to achieve it. This is why more and more individuals that have achieved in their lives, they feel like they must celebrate Never Give Up Day to inspire others to express their dreams.
Well, this is the reason why we invited wonderful Elaine to be on the Joy of Living podcast. SHARE is a fabulous acronym. SHARE stands for Spreading Happiness and Rejuvenating Energy. So when you participate in Never Give Up Day, you are sharing with others the ability to know that there is nothing, nothing on this earth that can prevent you from succeeding. And succeeding in the sense that no matter how dark the storm, there is a rainbow coming. And the ability, again, as you said, to expect positive outcome is a very fundamental part of never giving up. So I'd like to ask you, here you have brought to the world something absolutely beautiful, necessary. What is next? What are you looking at for next year for Never Give Up Day and for the next decade and more?
Well, that I believe that Never Give Up Day, when I see all those hundred thousands of people who use the hashtag Never Give Up Day, all those associations, the professionals, more and more professionals are joining in. Also, they are using the term Happy Never Give Up Day. So it's 2 years ago, people were saying online, they were saying, did you know that today was Never Give Up Day? Did you know that there was a celebration called Never Give Up Day? This year, no one spoke about it. They said this year on Never Give Up Day, right. Yes, and they used the term Happy Never Give Up Day. So it paves the way to a real celebration day that will grow in popularity each year. Perhaps I have even reasons to believe that in this decade, one out of five Americans will celebrate Never Give Up Day, will hear about it, will celebrate it somehow. We are the second year. We have already 120 major cities proclaiming it. I'm holding my heart to know what is going to happen next year.
Why am I laughing? I'm laughing with joy, right? Because 20% of the United States is plus minus 70 million people. So let's think 70 million people celebrating in some way with parades, maybe a big parade, a small parade, a little gathering in a park, a game, some music, at the barbecue, whatever it is. It's celebrating 70 million people in the United States of America and another 30 plus around the world. With 100 plus million people around the world celebrating Happy Never Give Up Day, it raises the level of energy of the entire world. Yes, Elaine, you wanted to say something.
Yes, of course. There are so many people that feel related to Never Give Up Day in so many aspects. You know, Never Give Up Day honors all those people that refuse to give in to life challenges. We are Never Give Up Day acknowledge all those people that are pursuing their goals, their dreams. Never Give Up Day praise all those who have achieved great heights, admires all those who are still fighting to reach their goals. But one important factor also is that Never Give Up Day honors your loved ones, whom without them, your struggle and achievement would not have been possible. We are talking about your loved ones, your spouse, your mother, your father, your kid. We also are talking about the healthcare recently that never gave up on so many people. This is also a day that you can honor all those people that never give up on you. So it will be a fantastic dinner to invite those people as well. Because, you know, on Valentine, you celebrate love. But like I said, love begins with never giving up on each other. I think that never giving up on someone you love is the greatest act of love someone can receive.
And LOVE is a wonderful acronym that stands for Living on Vibrant Energy. Living on the vibrational plane, which is where we are. We're going to go for a short break. And again, our sponsors, we urge you to use their products and services because we wouldn't have them here if we didn't believe in what they offer. So utilize them because it's to your advantage. We will be right back with more Elaine right after this brief message. Don't go away because this is to your benefit. Be right back. Good day, everybody. Oh, something special for you. Amazing. Sometimes a great notion comes into the world and changes, causes a shift that benefits everyone. Isn't that wonderful? Everyone benefits. This time it's called Einstein Cares. That's right, like Albert Einstein. EinsteinCares.com. EinsteinCares. EinsteinCares.com. Go there and sign up to be aware of when the site launches. Because guess what this site is all about? Its mission is to give $1 billion to charity without costing any giver a penny. Okay, I'm going to say it again. The mission is to give $1 billion to charity without costing any giver a penny. And it's based upon something everybody loves to do. Shop, have fun, give money at no cost. Go to EinsteinCares.com. That's EinsteinCares.com and register now so that when the site launches, you will be amongst the first to know about it. So you can shop, earn money, and give money at no cost. What a wonderful world to even be thinking about these things. EinsteinCares.com. Do it today. You'll thank me, and you know you love thanking me. Best wishes. Bye now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Maybe you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Good in abundance is amazing. His name is Alain Horowitz. He is the founder of Never Give Up Day, or as it's now going around the world, hashtag Happy Never Give Up Day. And we've talked about the backstory and what we're doing and that fact that this year, just few years after you initiated, there's 120 major cities throughout the globe have initiated Happy Never Give Up Day celebrations. And we just we made a segue talking about family, because in my humble opinion, family is your greatest asset. Yes, obviously, in every family is always some fighting and feuding going on, but by the same definition, it is what instills in you that ambition, that ability to know that you can succeed, expect positive outcome. And family is one of the greatest structural supports you could ever experience in your life. We only have a few more minutes, wonderful Elaine, but I'd like to ask you, what is your family situation?
I'm living together.
Well, you have a mother and a father?
Yes. I am a very rich guy. I still have something that money cannot buy. I have both my mother and my father. My father is actually 94 years old.
Did you know your grandparents?
Yes, I did, but not long. They passed away when I was five years
old. Okay, so you didn't know grandma. And how about siblings? You have siblings?
I have two brothers, two sisters.
Woo!
A beautiful family.
Five children arguing, fighting, and touching and supporting each other. This is wonderful. And parents, and you said your father, thank God, is in his ninth decade, and we wish him all the way to 120 in good health. And so I'd like to do, we only have a few more minutes left, but I just want to first of all say a huge thank you to you. You hear me? Thank you, Elaine. Why?
I thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to tell everybody that we have a great phrase that we use in here on the Joy of Living podcast. And the phrase is called Yaw-Yaw. Yaw-Yaw. Y-A-W-Y-A-W, which stands for You Are Who You Associate With. So the idea of Happy Never Give Up Day, where you are associating with other people who are never giving up. You know that because they're there at the celebration. And you can find information, make friends, make contacts, because this is a worldwide phenomenon. We're creating an energy, what we call a tsunami of goodness. How do you like that, Elaine? A tsunami of goodness around the world. That is what Happy Never Give Up Day is all about. So before we close out, wonderful Elaine, I'm going to urge everybody again, go to my website, BarryShore.com, and everything about Elaine will be there. I urge you to share this show with five people. Love us on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and such. And just keep sharing and sharing, because we're going to touch millions of people. That's the purpose of working with people. Elaine, joyful, loving, and triumphant. Elaine, I have three quick questions for you. You ready?
Ready.
Here we go. First question. Will you come back again?
Absolutely. You are an amazing guy.
Woo! Thank you. Number two, we have only 80 seconds for you to answer this question. I think I know the answer, but I'd like to hear it from you. 80 seconds. Elaine Horowitz, what is your most fervent desire?
That's to make Never Give Up Day global. To make Never Give Up Day global, that it has a global impact, because it started as a small gathering. And you know what it is to make it from a small gathering to a global event. This is my life work.
Number three, may I give you a hug in front of 368,227 people around the world?
come on, I don't risk anything.
Okay, one second. Let me tell you what HUG stands for, because people, I urge everybody that's watching and listening to participate in the HUG. We don't just do it with Elaine and Barry. And the HUG stands for heartfelt, unlimited giving. That's what HUG is. Heartfelt, unlimited giving. Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three. Remember, you're listening to The Joy of Living with humble host Barry Shore, and you tuned in for one reason and one reason only. It's the best reason in the whole world, because you care the most in the entire world about you, which is great, because when you become the best you, you make the world a better place. You build more bridges of harmony, create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. And you know that we work with the three fundamentals of happiness here. And the three fundamentals are, number one, life. Your life has purpose. Just like we spoke to Elaine today about purpose, making happy Never Give Up Day global. And you lead a purpose-driven life. Number two happens. You go mad. And he's a madman. Mad stands for make a difference. And the third is to unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. And the result of all that is you'll be happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? Utilize WWW, What a Wonderful World. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. As my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. When you're rethinking, what are you doing? Is you're causing a shift in your perspective. Remember to keep that F in place, or the other stuff can happen. You want to shift your perspective. And the ability to internalize, utilize, and leverage the six most important words you'll ever know. And they are: choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, you choose to respond. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Use four-letter words like love, life, hope, free, gift, play, pray, swim, and tell people to F you. Capital N, capital N. Say, where'd you get that? I said, Barry Short wants to teach the world to F you, capital N, capital N. Remember when they do it, say, what are you talking about? I said, well, I listen to Barry Short, The Joy of Living. And he had on this amazing guy who's bringing Never Give Up Day to the world. That way you can have a whole conversation. Go to barryshore.com. You find out everything you need to know about Elaine and what we're doing here. And remember, please, for your benefit, for yourself, your family, your friends, and all living beings, use the two most powerful words in the English language three times a day, consciously and conscientiously. And they are, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks stands for to harmonize and nurture kindness. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Therefore, be kind always. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. So again, give a hug from Elaine and Barry, and from Elaine and Barry, a blessing. And that blessing is go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Elaine, don't go away.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Joy of Living podcast. Now that's another step towards your healthier, happier, and wealthier life. Never hesitate to do good in the world, no matter what the situation. Join us for another upbeat discussion next time at barryshore.com. And be sure to leave a rating and subscribe to the show to get more conversations like this. And remember to share it with your family and friends too. See you on the next episode.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.